1490 WLCX. Real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Severe storms swept across much of Wisconsin Wednesday, hitting areas like Madison, Milwaukee, Beaver Dam, and Appleton with strong winds, hail, and power outages. At one point, nearly 100,000 customers were without electricity, especially in counties like Dane, Jefferson, Waukesha, and Marathon. Winds over 60 miles per hour knocked down trees and power lines, causing damage in places like Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. There were also reports of large hail and a few isolated tornado threats. Crews are still working to restore power, with more storms possible later today. Voter participation in Wisconsin remains among the highest in the country, even as turnout edges down. A new national report ranks the state eighth overall, with more than 72% of voting-age residents casting ballots in 2024. That's a small drop from the last presidential election, continuing a slight downward trend. Researchers also note Wisconsin ranks low in trust in the federal government, but leads the nation in trust between people. Wisconsin is working to make it easier for people to visit state parks by combining admission passes with vehicle registration. State leaders say the partnership could simplify how residents pay for park access and plan trips. The effort is being led by WISDOT, the DNR, and Travel Wisconsin. They'll outline the details at a news conference this morning at Lake Gaganza State Park. And a strong spring turkey hunt in Wisconsin brought in nearly 48,000 birds. The DNR data puts this year's total well above recent averages. Experts say favorable weather has helped birds survive and reproduce. The season wrapped up May 26th, and officials say interest remains high, with more than 235,000 permits issued. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew heads for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers return to Milwaukee to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Brewers lost last night to the A's in Vegas, 4-3, despite a good showing by right-hander Brandon Sproat, who gave up only four hits and one run through six innings.
That's good, you know, six innings, one run. Yeah, it's great. You know, those are the results. But really, you know, what I'm more proud of is just staying with the process and just keep, you know, just stacking good days, you know, stacking good work.
Manager Pat Murphy on Sproat's performance.
You know, he attacked and he was ahead in the count most of the time, and very pleased with him to go as long as he did. That's pretty good. Deserved to win.
NFL Tucker Kraft telling reporters at minicamp he thinks he could be ready by week one against the Vikings. NBA, the Knicks were down 29 points and still came back to win 107-106 over the Spurs to take game four. It's the greatest comeback in finals history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Some storms could produce heavy rainfall, highs in the mid-70s. A lingering shower or thunderstorm possible this evening, then gradual clearing with lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and breezy on Friday, highs upper 70s.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.